Channel 9&0.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? The champ is back on Pound for Pound Radio. Last night, I went to the liquor store. I was walking back. I did not go hunting. Come on, man. I just got out of jail. And I see this Armenian dude in a car talking shit, threatening me, threatening to kill me, threatening doing this, this, yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I'm like, wow. And I just could not avoid it. He was in his car. And then when he seen that I'm a real boxer and I'm coming up to his car, he's like, oh, fuck. You know what I'm saying? He started rolling up his window, but it was too late. I threw a right hand, the right jab, and I connected on his face. And that's it. And then he was yelling, talking more shit, and that's it. 309-0, man. I'm the best in the world, man. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. I'm just reporting to my true fans. You know, let's see. Shout out to RJ Hill. Shout out to Rodney. Whoever I missed, shout out to you, man. Shout out to Carl, Australian Carl and his wife. Shout out to both of you. Shout out to all my great true fans. Now, here's the main news. Me and my girlfriend, her name. Okay, I'll reveal her name. My ex-girlfriend. Well, my on and off girlfriend that I was supposed to get married. The girl I was supposed to get married with. The girl that I was talking about 24/7. Right. Her name's Veronica. I used to call her Veronica Zelenoff. Yeah, well, yeah. You people need to. I mean, I'm not gonna show her photo. Unless, like, we could still get married. I mean, show like this happened before. Well, yeah, we never went this far, but you know, yeah. She literally like I asked her to marry me, and she said yes, and then like it fell through that same week, and shit like that happens. Worse shit even happens. There was a situation where a dude was waiting for his wifey, and his wife didn't even come. His fiance didn't even come to the wedding. You know what I mean? We were literally about it, like, tied the knot, me and Veronica. And this dude on the internet, Zelenite, whatever, yeah, I talked to him, and I told him, bro, why can't you just, oh, yeah, no, not the new girl that I'm with in the community service. I don't want to give out her name. I just gave out my ex's name because I got so many fucking girlfriends that, like, how am I going to, like, refer to them? Like, hottie number one, hottie number two, hottie number three, you know what I mean? So just might as well call them by name. Yeah, her name's Veronica. Yeah, she's Russian like me. You know what I mean? Beautiful, gorgeous, sexy girl. I mean, she came in my house multiple times, and my parents have not met her, but you know, my neighbors seen us together. And what can I say, man? I'm devastated, you know, that we broke up. But at the same time, we got back together before. You know what I mean? If she ever comes back to me again, then I'm obviously gonna put a ring on her finger, and I'm officially tie the knot. But see, you gotta understand, even if you tie the knot with somebody, which I did with Daria, well, you could still break up, you know what I mean? And it's actually worse if you break up, because then there's alimony, then there's, if you have kids, and yeah, it's a mess, you know what I mean? So, like, that's why you got to think before you get married, and that's why most people get, like, unofficially married, and that's what I did. Me and her were dating very seriously. That's when I knocked out the wild card motherfucker when I was walking to meet her and shit on Vine. And by the way, kind of off topic here, but BJ Penn getting knocked out, and I just keep winning by knockouts, man. I'm the best in the world, man. Number one. Yeah, so. Wow, what a win. 309-0. Holy shit, man. Unbelievable, man. No, but he was inside his car, though. He could have used his car. He could have turned, and he could have, like, God forbid, yeah, he could have. I not only beat him, I beat him and his. Do you get it? Yeah, his car. He could have used his car as a weapon. Same with the Barker guy. Listen, man, if motherfuckers in cars and bikes cannot beat me, how is a fucking boxer going to beat me in a ring? How? Not going to happen. I'm unbeatable. The fucking... Man, these are the main events, man. The boxing matches that are coming up, those are the tune-ups, bruh. These are the main events, bruh. Real shit, man. And Zelenite, man, stop fucking posting, like, Nicki Minaj, like, all this honesty, dude, like... I'm going to have to tell my girls that, like, the new girl I hooked up with that's on video with me, I'm going to have to tell them not to take this dude serious, because he keeps posting videos of these fucking celebrities, and he's like, yeah, like, he says he has the right to post. Yeah, he's right. He does have the right to post celebrities because public icon. Yeah, but he's killing my game with I dated celebrity girls too, Bonnie, you know, Playboy. It doesn't matter, celebrity girl, regular hot girl, it doesn't matter, you understand? So, the thing is, it's just, yeah, I don't know, like the guy be a fan when he's doing this shit, you know? Yeah, he should have posted the video. Okay, Charlie beats Chuck. I did beat Chuck Liddell in 2012. Charlie beats Chuck Liddell, and here's his new girl or his new hookup. And then he should have posted a video of me and that girl that I'm with, and I'm actually going to see her tomorrow. So, fuck, man. Like, what the fuck? Seriously, dude? The only celebrity girl that I would consider dating, the only one, is Kim Kardashian, and I'm over her because Veronica and my, I don't want to burn any bridges. They're both beautiful. But Veronica is literally on her level. She is, wow. The way she, you should have seen the way she came to my house. She came with, like, you know those, like, girls wear those high heel boots and that they, like, with sexy laces and shit, like latex and all. Oh, my God, dude. She is fucking gorgeous, bro. I'm still not over it. I'm still like, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? I mean, damn, like to lose a girl like that. And I did, and I got her back, you know, like three months one time she disappeared and came back to my house. I've been to her house too, man. Listen, me and her were like, literally, like, that's it, man. She's probably the one, man. I mean, who knows? We'll see. But I'll tell you this much. I ain't about to fucking go on videos and say, hey, like, you know, I'm not about to go to Kim K's office and be like, where's she at? I want her, you know, I want her again. Like, if she wants me, I'd probably choose Veronica over her, man. I did. Like, Kim Kardashian made a tweet. Hi, Charlie. She was talking to me in code. Like, this whole, yeah, right, Charlie's Angels, come on. She's not talking about that shit. And that same day, or like, I hooked up with another girl. Literally. Or the next day, yeah, I hooked up with Veronica, yeah, so. Yeah, what can I say? I want my girl back, and if she doesn't come back to me within, like, a week, then I might have to find another one, man. But no, I did kind of. This Latina with me on video, man, like, yeah, I mean, fuck, I mean, look, man, the haters are fucking retarded, but even, look, some of the haters posted video of me and her, I mean, like, they're not, are they getting strikes? I mean, Zelenite's saying, oh, what if one of your real girlfriends reports my channel? Why the fuck would they report your channel, dude? Then we'll go on YouTube, man. The fuck? They don't mind being on video. Fuck is crazy, man. But yeah, man, right hand yesterday, man. Oh, I sure didn't miss. I connected, man. It's a great shot. Great shot, man. 309 wins, 0 losses, man. The greatest of all time with 309, man. I pray to God these street fights fucking stop completely, man. I'm not going back to jail, period. That's it, man. Like, I already have enough courts and all this shit that, you know, it's been a very good year. I can't say great because, okay, I found, you know, who I think is the one. I found the right girl. I had multiple girlfriends, but this one, come on, Veronica was like she was my everything. Like, she was, I mean, goddamn. I mean, I was already, like, picturing a fucking ring on her finger. Like, that's, but yeah, we knew each other for 13 years and 9 months. That's 14 years, pretty much, almost. So, yes, and we've seen each other hundreds of times in real life, childhood days, and went to the same high school and shit, and, yeah, she talks a lot of shit, man. I was willing to put up with it, you know, because, you know, when you get a woman that pussy of that caliber, it's like, and you're a guy, you don't really, I mean, come on. Please find me a girlfriend where she's going to agree with literally everything you say, where she's just going to be there quiet and not, come on, not going to happen, man. Not going to happen, man. Every girl, even if she's a calm girl, eventually she's going to open up to you and take out her frustrations on you, which is fucking normal. The thing with my ex, Veronica, she would take literally everything out on me. And she had a kid. And, no, she has a nice kid and everything. Like, but I told her, I'm like, baby, I'm not a scapegoat. I am the goat. You know what I mean? Like, stop it. You know, like, I would barely even talk about boxing with her, man. Yeah, like, she dated the greatest boxer of all time, Charlie Zelenoff. So she obviously likes boxers. It's not about fighting. It's just me and her had, like, drama that's between us behind closed doors. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we had. And And I tried. I don't know what more to say. I told y'all, man. That's it, man. I still think one day she'll become Veronica Zelenov, but you know, it's not up to me. It's up to her. So, but I'm not gonna contact her unless she contacts me, because me and her exchanged fucking 200 plus texts. But that's in the beginning when we got back together. But I'll say this: if me and Veronica get back together a third time, oh yeah, then she's 1,000,000,000% the one. Then I have nothing to worry about. Yeah, so I mean, with all this, you know, drama in my life, with girlfriend drama, I still win a fucking street fight, man. I mean, and the way I did it, man, this shit was better than the biker shit, man. Honestly, I don't know, they were both great, but this was better because this dude was more ready. And but then once he saw me coming, he called me out. Once he saw me coming, he started closing his door. He got scared, and he couldn't. I punched him. He was not in time. Not in time, man. 309-0 Charlie Zelenov, pound for pound king. I'm gonna do more of these, man. I'm gonna try. I couldn't do it, man. I had a girlfriend to take care of, man. You know what I mean? Now you guys see it, man. It's pretty obvious when I'm single, when I'm not single. You know, yeah, the new girl on video with me, we're not dating yet, but she likes me. You know, like, I just had a girlfriend I told her about, and she was like, well, that means you weren't meant to be with her. I'm like, well, that's more proof that she likes me, because why would she care if I'm meant to be with her, with another woman or not? So, no, very nice girl, the Latina with me, the ponytail girl, very nice, cute girl, you know. I work with her at community service, and thank God, well, lucky me, you know, I get to work with a girl. So, Charlie Zelenov undefeated, and hopefully 310 will be in the ring, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully 310 in the ring.